Okay. So today's daf is sponsored first by Rafi Maidi, and the occasional yard said was father. That's Rachamim. I'm sorry. That's Rachamim Ben Mani. It's also sponsored by Larry Horn in memory of his father. That's Moshe Chaim Ben Shlomo Leib Zichrono Lebracha. And I'm also sponsoring the daf today in memory of my grandmother, that's Yenta Chava Bat Shlomo Zalman Zichrono Lebracha. Okay, so if you look, again, we're on daf Lamed Daled. Let's just refresh our collection what we did yesterday in the previous days. So if you remember, the Gemara had a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechet Makon. I'm just repeating. Our Mishnah says that if you rape a girl and she's your sister or a close relative, you pay money. And the Mishnah says in Masechet Makot, you get Malkot. So which is it money or is it Malkot? So according to Ula, it's if you have money and Malkot, you pay money, you don't get Malkot. So what's the case of the Malkot over there? That's where there's no money. In other words, let's say the sister was seduced, she agreed with it, so there's no monetary damages, so then you get Malkot. That's Ula's Hesber. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says when it's money and Malkot, you get Malkot, not money. So if that's the case, what's the case with our Mishnah with the money? So it's if they gave Hasra, you get the Malkot. They didn't give Hasra, you get the money. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. Then the Gemara quoted a third Pshat, which is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that our Mishnah here is going like Remeir, and we said already the Tana Mishnah was Remeir, and Remeir holds that Lokyo Mashalim, that you can get Malkot, and you do pay money, you get both. So that's the way it goes. That's maybe the easiest Pshat, okay? So then the Gemara says, okay, that's nice, but then we have a Mishnah later on, our Masech, on Taf Lamed Vav, which says if you rape your daughter, then you don't pay a Knas. So maybe you'll say like this, that maybe he holds loka mishalim, but I made a mishalim. In other words, yeah. He doesn't hold loka mishalim. In other words, there's a lima that Rabbi Yochanan has kidei b'shatoh mishum rishah chara tamachaybo v'yatamachaybo mishum shtei rishah yod. You only punish a person once when it comes to malchut. That pasuk is by the chayvi malchut kidei b'shatoh. So that Rabbi Meir doesn't hold from, but the kamalei with Rabbi Mina he does hold from. So in Achinami, so if you're a chayiv, if it's an aveira that you be chayiv mita for, so he says it's kim leib d'rabbanei, and then there's no monetary punishment. But maybe that's it. But the Gemara says, is that true? But we learn in Braisa, the Gemara quotes a Braisa about a person who robs a sheep or an ox, and then he. And then he shechs it for Avodah Zarah. He shechs it on Shabbat, or he shechs the Shor Niskal. So in other words, if it's for Shabbos or with Avodah Zarah, he's committing a capital offense when he shechs it. In other words, because shechting on Shabbos is violating Shabbos. And then shechting for Avodah Zarah is also a capital offense. You chayv mita for it. And nevertheless, Remeir says that you're chayav arba b'chamisha. You're chayav for the regular damages of four and five times. So we thought that when it comes to something which is a capital offense, so Remeir will say it's kim leib d'rabbi mina, but here in the Braisa we don't see it that way. So the Gemara says, no, in Achinami, Remeir holds kim leib d'rabbi mina, and the pshat that we gave is correct. And the reason he says in the Braisa that you're chayav four and five times is because he appointed a shliach. He didn't, in other words, the thief didn't shech the animal, the person didn't shech the animal for the Shema Avodah Zarah, he directed a shliach to do it. And even though normally ain't shliach the bar veira, for the purposes of bar v'chamisha, the Gemara has a special limud that there is shlichus for that, and that's why you're chayav. Okay, the adkan we did. Let me just do a little bit more in the Gemara. Okay, then the Gemara says, okay, so that's fine, but what's the reason for the Chachamim? The Chachamim hold in these three cases that if a person stole the animal and he shechted it on Shabbos, he's patur. If we're dealing with Shaliach, why do the Chachamim say you're patur? That's the question. Why do the Chachamim say you're patur? So the Gemara says on the bottom line on Lamed Gimel Beis, so man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? Top line in Lamed Daled Amot, Reb Shimoni, the Chachamim are the Tana Reb Shimon, the Amar Shechita Shein Rui, Lashma Shechita. Reb Shimon holds that if I shecht an animal, but it's not something that anybody can eat, so it doesn't qualify as shechita for the dinim in the Torah. So therefore, if he shechts the animal, in other words, let's say it's otobia, but no, you're not allowed to shecht the mother animal, its offspring, the same day. Let's say, as I said yesterday, one of them is a trefa. So then you're not over on that lav, because it has to be shechita ruya. So it wasn't shechita ruya. So that's the case. So the Gemara takes it that, you know, by definition, we assume this would be shechita shena ruya. So we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, So if it's by avodah zarah, the person shechted the animal for avodah zarah purposes, that's certainly shechita shena ruya, because it becomes asur bana. So by definition, it's shechita shena ruya. And the shor haniskal is the shor that was sentenced to death, and that's also an isur hana. So it's also shechita shena ruya. So if I shecht the shor haniskal, obviously that's not called a shechita for purposes of halacha. Ela shechita shabbat, shechita ruyehi. But if I shech the animal on Shabbos, that is called a shechita ruya. Did not, because we learn the Mishnah Masechet Shabbat on line 4, Hashochi b'Shabbat of Yom Kippurim. If a person shechs an animal on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, Af Pishnu Chay b'Nafsho. So on Shabbos, it's a capital offense; he's liable to the death penalty. But on Yom Kippur, it's chiv karet. There's a serious offenses, but shechita tok shera. Nevertheless, the Tana says mefurash that it is a kosher shechita. So the fact that I shech the animal on on Shabbos. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought this was mine. Forgive me. Okay. Yeah. I thought I wasn't know what I was doing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So the question is, how is that a shechita shena ruya? So let's do a few more lines and we'll pause. Okay. I just want to cover some ground. He says. So the Gemara says, "Sabbat like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler." The Tana of Run Lamedal and Ranal of Ran Line 6. Okay, 34A, Ran 6 lines down. So Sabbat like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. The Tana of the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who's going to say that if you shecht on Shabbos Mezid, nobody can get any hanav from it. The Tanya we learn in the Brisa, Halavasho b'Shabbat b'Shogeg Yochal. If a person cooks on Shabbos b'Shogeg, meaning he didn't realize today was Shabbos, or he forgot that this, he realized it was Shabbos, but he forgot that cooking is not allowed, so he cooks b'Shogeg Yochal. This is the most lenient thing. So the mayor says the person did b'Shogeg, he can eat Masi Shabbos, he can eat it. He himself can eat it, yes. The Mezid, lo Yochal the mayor, but the Mezid, he can't eat it. But the Rashi says other people could eat it, according to Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is more stringent. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochal motzei Shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda says if it was b'shogeg, he's got to wait till after Shabbos is over before he can eat it. He says the mezid lo yochal lomit, but the mezid he can never eat it. He can never eat it. He says, and Rashi says other people could, but he can never eat it. But Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is only me. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer, b'shogeg yochal motzei Shabbat l'cheder. Rabbi Sandler says, shogeg, other people can eat it, each one gets more chamer than the previous one. Other people can eat it after Motzei Shabbat. He says, below, but he can't eat it. The mezid, which is what we need, if he knows with Shabbos and he shechts the animal, lo yochal, lo yachel olami, nobody can ever eat it. So we've answered again the question according to the Shita of the Chachamim. So again, we said in the Brisa that we explained the Brisa that the person himself is not shechting the animal and he's appointed the shliach to do it. So we said according to the Chachamim, why do the Chachamim hold if you're appointing a shliach? So why do the Chachamim learn that you're patur from the damages of arba v'chamisha? In other words, it says if you stole it, you stole an animal and you shechted the animal on Shabbos. So Meir says, Yechayev or Baba Chamisha. You stole and slaughtered an animal and you did it b'shem Avodah Zarah. Again, Meir says, Yechayev or Baba Chamisha. You stole Shor Niskal and you slaughtered it, you pay 4 and 5 times. So Meir, I understand. The person himself didn't do the slaughtering, other people did it. And so Mela, he's chayav for 4 and 5 times. It's not accumulated drop in there. But why the Chachamim? But what's good for a mayor is they have to look at the Chachamim. The Chachamim say So you're patur. Why the Chacham says patur? So he said the Chacham here was like the opinion of the Mishnah of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds shechita she'en ruya l'atzma shechita. It's a shechita that I can't eat from. So purpose of luck, we don't view it as a halak shechita. So that being the case, each one is a case that I can't eat it from. So if I shek the Hashem of Odazara, it's Asr Bana. I shek the Shor Nesgal, it's also Asr Bana. And the Gemara says, what if I shek on Shabbos? Is that Asr Bana? So the Gemara says, yeah, the Tana is following the Yochanan Sambar. So I intentionally do it, it's definitely prohibited. Alright, any questions? Wait, what's the
problem?
You're Patur from Arba Bakamisha. Right, in other words, the Knas. You're Patur from the Knas. Because it's, in other words, there's nothing on your high for stealing. But in other words, the Torah has a special penalty when you shek the animal. So come and hold, you didn't quote unquote shek it, because she's the same Ruya, according to Reb Shimon. Yeah, what's up, Robert? So with the Geneva for Kefel, so
one second. It's a good question you're asking. I think we're going to have it coming up. Yeah. So normally, Dora's going to learn about Teret. If I steal about Teret, that's the Hasra. Normally, I would need to have Hasra. I would need to have Hasra.
Wait. Yeah. I'm making a mistake. Right, that's what we got into.
Yeah,
you need a warning for desecrating Shabbos. The Gemara says he's not desecrating Shabbos. He appoints somebody else to shut the animal. So we got away from that. But you asked me, do I need Hasra for Tefel and Arbab Hamisha? So I need to look into that. Okay, I believe I will get back to you. Okay, what's up, Rafi? No, it's only for Jews. It's the din and Maase Shabbos, just Jews. Yeah, so you need to get Hana from it. Yeah, I think other Jews cannot benefit from it. Yeah, he says, look at Rashi, he's now alive. No local Achirim, Israel, no local, no local, they took up. Rashi says, he's not selling it, he's not Jewish.
Why not?
What's taking with you?
He's
No. Again, the issue here we're saying is, according to the Chachamim, it's a Shkita Shemuri, it's not called Shkita. It's a Shkita that I cannot eat. It's not called Shkita. So it's not Hinami, that's another factor that I can get from it, but it's not called Shkita to be tied with Tavak Mako, okay?
You can have it either.
Alright. In other words, according to the Shkita, when the Torah says with Tavak, that means it's the type of Shkita that you can eat. That's the point. Okay, any other questions? No. So, the case we had up till now, I steal the animal on Friday, and then I shucked it on Shabbos. I direct somebody else to shuck it on Shabbos. So when he shucks it on Shabbos, now it's like jacking it up to 4 and 5 times. Now the knas is invoked. Let's go back again. Oh, again. Okay, one second. So again, we said that according to Reb Meir, we said that made a mishalim lightly. He holds that if it's a capital offense, you're not going to pay at the same time. But he does hold from kimlei v'drabani mei. So the Gemara said, so if he holds from kimlei v'drabani mei, how come the b'risa he's chayav 4 and 5 times when he shecks the animal on Shabbos? So the Gemara says he doesn't check the animal on Shabbos. He gets Zvulun to check it on Shabbos, and even though he appoints a shliach and only a shliach of Bar Aveira, the Gemara learns in this case there is a shliach of Bar Aveira, and the Mela, he has to pay the penalty 4 or 5 times. The shliach, if he's warned, then he would be high of a capital offense if he could get Mita or not, but the key is the principle. Okay, the person. Okay? Alright, let's see further. I'm going to go further tomorrow, okay? Alright, let's keep moving. Now, the issue that the Gemara got in Allah, Mada'ud Allah, if it's not for Shabbos, which is what penalty is invoked when somebody violates Shabbos and does halakha against halakha. So we saw a three of our folk, it was Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yochanan Sava, each one more stringent than the previous one. So we have the Gemara, let's get back in the Gemara, we're on one point of Allah, Mada'ud Allah. So my problem with Yochanan Sava, what's the reason for Yochanan Sava, who says that nobody can ever eat it? He says, the darshan is the essence of being seen. But the darshan at the entrance way of the last week's home, he puts a pasuk, I think it's in 16th century, for 10 minutes left to torch you, and you should observe the Sabbath because it's holy to you. He says, mach torch is so much as the Quran says, the torch should be understood, the person's machish something, to the base of Mikdash, so it becomes prohibited to eat it. You can't eat it anymore. Ach masish about a suit, so too, where was it used in equivalent? Observe Shabbos, torture about that. Shabbos is like Kodesh, so just like Kodesh I can't eat, so too, if I violate Shabbos, I can't eat that. Just one second, please, I'll give you 2 minutes on this, okay? I'm going to say sure, but I'll do that. Not Kodesh Astra Banah, if Kodesh is also prohibited by Banah, I'll say Shabbat Astra Banah. So to Masi Shabbos, I would think it's also Astra Banah. Come Lomar, Lachem, Shalachem Yehem. So no, not Astra Banah, this is what you would have felt before rapping. The whole of the Shogay, so I might think that even the Shogay, if he did it accidentally, he forgot to do Shabbos, which is that Shabbos is prohibited, I would think that it's totally prohibited to him. Come Lomar, Lachem, Lachem, same Pasuk says, those who desecrate Shabbos will die. The maze of the market of the implication is that such is pointing that a person is what Shabbos maze it below the shog, you can have the shog. Okay, let me do a little further on the shog, and then I'll get back to it. Okay, fine. Now, think about Rav Acha Rav Nino. Now, there's a matlokit that even built on Sambar between Rav Acha and Rav Nino. Chadabar Masi Shabbat the right, and Chadabar is the bottom. Is the din of Masi Shabbos, which he just quoted, is that a din with a Torah, or is that a din with Rav Acha? Is it from the Torah or from the Rabbi? So Mandabar the right, it's Dhamma. One who holds that the din of Yochan Sambar is prohibited on the right level, so we set forth the proof and then we have that, we're done with that. He says, Mandabar the Rabbanon, but the one who says it's Rabbanon, Amar Kra, so how does he understand the Pasuk that it's Rabbanon? So Amar Kra, Kodesh Hei, he Kodesh, Hei Mantel. So he darkens the Pasuk, the other one, that the Sabbath is Kodesh, the day is the holy, but that which is produced on the day is not holy. The Mandabar the Rabbanon might come out of Rabbanon, the Pasuk. Okay, so anybody thinks Rabbanon, so let's go back to the Brisa. So we said it was Shechita Shena Re'uya, in other words, and that's why the Chachamim, again, the question was by stealing the animal, and then I direct somebody to shech it on Shabbos, so I'm not high of our Baba Hamisha. So according to the Chachamim, so why not? We said because it's a Shechita Shena Re'uya. It's Shechita Shena Re'uya because I can't eat, it's not for Shechita. But according to the Chachamim that we're saying over here, all these demons are deemed Rabbanon. On a Torah level, I could eat it. So why do the Chachamim say I'm Pater on a Torah level from paying? In other words, on a Torah level, it is a Shechita Shiruya. So why is he saying I'm Pater? Let's just see him back in the word of 1421. Lamandamai the Rabbanon, why is he saying Rabbanon to Pater? He's a Pater Rabbanon on Sha'ara. The words of Inakinami, in that Hezber, you have to say the Chachamim only Pater you from 2 out of 3. And then by the shortness now, the Pater, that's Shechita Shena Re'uya. And then by the other one was what? About Azara, also the Pater, but in Achinavi, by the one by Shabbos, and not Pater, we can do that whole attempt. Okay, let me pause. Who's your question? Tom Slipman, do you want to say something, David?
No.
You're good? Okay, anybody else want to answer, say anything? Again, Gemara again is saying that he was a thief, and he asked somebody else to slaughter, not to cook, he asked somebody else to slaughter on Shabbos. And so what's your question? Okay, that's a very good question. In other words, let me say better, or in other words,
So how could the food ever be, in other words, not within the Yochan Salva, within the Shita of Chamin, you see Shech on Shabbos, so there's a heter. You know, sometimes you're according to the Shech on Eze, there's a heter. But we know that for the person who's a Palm Shabbos, he's like Mumar, so how does that work? So one answer, which Tosfos gives elsewhere, is this is the first time he's a Palm Shabbos. And at the moment, like, he shechs it, he's not yet a Mumar, and then it's like, it happens all like he shechs it, and now he gets the status of a Mumar. That's one answer. The other is a different miracle, so the mind can't keep moving, because I'm going to run out of time. I apologize. I'm just concerned about the time, all right? So let me keep moving, okay? So let's see back in the word. Now, all right, now, again, we're dicing up the Braisa. Well, we're going back. One of the cases you mentioned Braisa, which is not located between the Rebbe and the Chachamim, is when you were Tovei Avodah Zarah. You sold the animal, and then you slaughter it for Shem Avodah Zarah. So in that case, Rebbe said that you're Chayev, and the Chachamim say that you're Patur, because the Chachamim holds it's Shemruya. And the Rebbe holds your Chayev, because it's not too much dropping because you're not one of four men. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. So the Ephra Boris Kokadim, you're slaughtering Shem Avodah Zarah in the Shacha before that it's our way. So once I begin the incision to check the Shem Avodah Zarah, the animal becomes totally prohibited by Hadar. So he says, Nida, the Kabbalah of the Mari Kabbalah. So at that point, we don't view it as being the true owner's still animal anymore. In other words, I took the animal, now I steal it. Now I begin to check it. Now once I begin to check it, it becomes Asur Vana. Nobody can get Hana from it. So at that point, I don't view it as being the animals anymore. The owner, Reuven stole it from Shimon. And now Reuven takes it and he begins to treat on the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Now the animal becomes prohibited by Hana. So at that point, I don't view the animal as even belonging to Shimon anymore. Because it's like valueless. In other words, the animal became valueless. Zero. So in other words, I'm only kind of Arbaba Chamisha, I steal something of yours and it's worth. Now it's Asur Bana. So now, how can I be kind of Arbaba Chamisha on something which is valuable? That's the question. Right? Occasionally you're already kind. That's in the catch. So the Arbaba Chamisha, it's a value of the time. Let's see back in tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Tim Chakra 14, so like, you have a lot of money to pop up. So not even like slaughtering, you know, the victim's animal. It's valueless. So Amarava, the owner of the Gemara's Visa, who owes them. So Rava says, the case I have to say is the person, the thief, said, or whoever he directed to check it, said that in his offering the Shem Avodah Zarah, he marched in the Shita. At the conclusion of the Shita, then he wants it to be the Shem Avodah Zarah. Now, before I ask the same question about the shore in this skull, the shore in this skull was a shore that was convicted of killing a person. And then it was convicted by death to be executed. So, shore on this skull loved Dehu, the Tava. So the Torah says the same thing. In other words, if you're slaughtering an animal which is valueless, as Asur Bana, it's not even a victim. It has no value. So I can't be Chayav Arba Chamisha on something which is valueless. So Amarava, Hachmai Asina, so Rabbi says, what's the case that Christ is referring to? Yoshin the Sarola Shomer, the true owner gave the animal, let's say the true owner, his name is Moshe, he gave the animal to a Shomer, he gave it to Aaron the Shomer to guard his animal. But he's a great Shomer. Then while it was in the custody of the Shomer, the ox killed somebody. And then it was convicted, which the ox was, when it was still in the custody of the Shomer. And then the Ganav, Reuven the Ganav, stole it from the Shomer's house. In other words, so the Shomer has been keeping it, so to speak, with the animal, and then he didn't watch it so carefully, and then the animal killed somebody, and then it got convicted, and then the thief comes in and he steals the animal. So he steals the animal, and then he shuts that animal. So that's the group of Machloket, is he Chayavar Baba Chamisha not? Rebbe says yes, Chamisha say no. So within Rebbe Meir, it says, Chayav, Takadi Chayav is valueless. Rebbe Meir Sabarbach Rebbe Yaakov is Sabarbach Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Meir holds like Rebbe Yaakov, goes like Rebbe Shimon. Sabarbach Rebbe Yaakov, the Marachis, and Mardino, and Sura Shomer, the Baal of Mitzar. This is Machloket in Gemara, in, with, like this, in Baba Kama. But let's say I'm a shomer, and then the animal gores and kills somebody. So what do I owe the true owner now? So the Kami say I have to pay the value of the animal, because I didn't watch the animal properly. And as a result of that, the animal became, killed somebody and became diabetes, and I have to pay the value. But Rabbi Yaakov holds that no, even after the Gemara did, as long as the animal's alive, I say, here's your animal. You gave me an animal? Here's your animal. Gave it to hay. So let's see back to the Gemara. So the mayor holds like Rabbi Yaakov. His opposite of the Gemara had zero shomer the bala mitzar. So the shomer, if he has the live animal, he's home free, because as far as he's concerned, he gives it back to the owner. He doesn't have the animal to be executed, but he did what he had to do. The Sabalach Reb Shimon da Amor Dabar Gon Mamadam. He holds also like the time Reb Shimon, which Dabar Gon Mamadam is Mamadam. This we've had before. If you remember, let's say a person makes a neder that he's going to bring a sacrifice, and he designates the sheep to be the sacrifice. And then a god of comes and steals the sheep. So here's the god of now, by his paypal, to steal the sheep. So on one hand, it's like since he was makdish the sheep, so it says shor rei eich, he's still your friend's shor, but this belongs to Hekdesh. So nevertheless, the Tana Reb Shimon holds that that he is chayav for kefel, and even our Baba Chamisha, is davar garu l'mamo dami. In other words, once the thief takes away the sheep, the lamb, the goat, so the person who is bringing the korban is going to have to replace it. He's, in other words, it's davar garu l'mamo. So he didn't own the animal that the Tana was stolen, because he was not the shit arranged for Beis Hamikdash. But as a result of the theft, he now is going to have to make a replacement, because he made a neder to bring a korban. So the Tana Reb Shimon holds, davar garu l'mamo l'mamo dami. Something that's going to cause me financial loss, so that's as if it's my money. So anyway, the point being that here, in this case, with this ox, right. So in other words, when I steal this ox from the shomer's house, and then I shecht it, so if I take all the sheep together, I give the Yaakov and the Shimon, so that is causing a tremendous loss, because now the shomer is not able to restore the ox, and it's causing him a financial loss. So therefore, what it's causing, the shomer is on the line for the ox. So the shomer is the one who's the party who's being injured here. So that's why, the question we said was, if I shecht the shor niskel, the shor niskel faster or not, so why am I chayav mamon? So the worry is of chayav mamon, if I shecht it, I'm preventing the shomer from restoring the animal to its true owner, and I'm costing him money. So davar gomer mamon is kamamon dami, so it's a bit, so therefore I'm chayav bar baba chamisha, in this case the shomer, sounds like the shomer. Okay, and what's up?
Shomer returns it to the owner. Who's financially responsible for the damage?
Again. So again, this is the thing about the comma. So if I'm a shomer, my obligation is to guard the animal. And the different levels of guarding. The shomakina, the shomer sakar, different levels. But if I've reached my right shmira, so then my obligation though is to restore the animal to the true owner. But if now the animal has done something which caused the animal to be executed, according to the Tana, they might have to make compensation to the true owner. In other words, if the animal gored somebody, if the animal caused damage, who's chayav? So I would think the true owner is chayav for that. I would think the true owner is chayav for that. No. In other words, the shomer has chiyuvim vis-a-vis the true owner. But I would think that the true owner is chayav for the damages that the shor does. All right. I have to keep moving. Everybody good with this? Okay. Let me keep moving. Please, I got to keep moving. I'm so sorry. Okay, now. Well, the bottom line on Lamadala and Manala. Okay, we don't have to finish at 7:40. We're behind schedule. Part of it I had to put in the Zoom, but you got to keep moving.
Okay, please, online, please mute yourself. You're making noise. Okay? Now, please, somebody's making noise. Okay. Now, Rabba Amar Liolam Tzubayachai De'asmo. Okay, now Rabba says that no, the case in the Braisa is that the person himself is doing the Shechita, And again, so if he's doing the Shechita, so we couldn't understand why Rabbi Meir says that you have to pay money, because it's really close to Kamalei with Rabba Gidei. Liolam Tzubayachai De'asmo, top line on other days, Rabbi Meir, Loke Mishalim Itlei, Meir Mishalim Leitlei. So in general, the mayor holds, I can get Malkut and pay money, but I can't suffer the death penalty and pay money, or theoretically the death penalty, so we don't understand why he's paying money here. Vishani Hane, the Chidashu Shekhinsha Torah B'Knas. So he says the cases that are mentioned in the Braisa are exceptional cases in a different Hesper. In other words, it's a Chidash. In other words, each one is a penalty that's being imposed, a Knas. In other words, Arbava Chamisha, by definition, is a Knas. Table is a Knas. So with Knas, so the Gemara states that even though Rabbi Meir holds Kimlei B'Rabbi Minei, but that does not apply to a Knas. He says, Shekhish Torah B'Knas, Ava Gav B'Niktil Mishalim. Even though he's suffering, or theoretically could come to the death penalty, he has to pay out the money. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, if that's the case, how is it when tomorrow's daf we're going to come? Remember, we got into this because we said, how do we explain the next Mishnah on Lamed Vav that if he rapes his daughter, that he's patur? So we said that it's like Rabbi Meir, but if it's a Chiyuv Mita, he holds Kilui Rabbi. But now we're saying even, but that's a Knas. We're talking about a Knas over there, the 50 Kesef. So that we'll talk about tomorrow's daf. So now on line 3. But as the Rabbi was Tameh, Rabbi follows his sheep. So the main idea that Rabbi is saying that even though Rabbi holds from Kimlei to Rabbi Minei, but if it's Knas, he's got to pay the Knas. He says, the Amar Rabbi, Hey, Gidi Ganublo Tvacho B'Shabbat, Chayav. Now, let's say a person has stolen a Gidi, a kid, and then he slaughters it on Shabbos, so he's Chayav the Arbava Chamisha. Shekvar Nechayav B'Gneva, Kona Shavlo De Yisr Shabbat. Because, in other words, the Geneva, he's chayav from Friday, he stole the kid. And now, on Shabbos, he shechs the kid. So, in Akinami, if it would just be everything the same day, so let's say Kimlei B'Rabbi Minei, then he's not even chayav with the Ikar, the Karen, he's not even chayav. But now, he's already chayav the Keto. So the question is he chayav now four or five times? If it's a sheep, it's four. So is he chayav before, which is the Knas? He says, so there he will be chayav, because that's the Chiddush. Ganavat Bach B'Shabbat, but if he stole and slaughtered on Shabbat, and he stole, meaning the act of stealing, he did a malacha, like hosah, from the way Rashi says it. So I carry it outside the Rishus of the Baalim, and I steal it, and then I slaughter it, so then the Mela, I'm Patur, because in other words, I can't have the Knas unless I have the Karen. Here they don't have anything. Because Kim Lay with Rabban in me. Once I have the five Mita, Shim ain't Geneva, ain't Tabicha, but ain't Mechila. So if there's no Geneva, if I can't be hired for the Tashlum of the Geneva, I'm not going to have the Tabicha of the Mechila. Okay, that's one thing that Rabban says. So the basic idea from what Rabban is saying, which is what we had, you know, anyway, so the main thing that Rabbi is saying is what we said above, is that even though a person holds Kimlei and Rabbi Minei, but that doesn't apply to a Knas. Now, if the underlying, you know, chiyuv, you know, if there's a chiyuv mita on Shabbos, then all bets are off. But if you did the act before, and now the Knas is coming on Shabbat, so now. Now, but Amar Rabba, Rabba also says, if he had stolen a gedim, utvacho b'makeret. It's a different case. Now, the way Rashi has the case, it sounds like that he breaks into a house, he steals the sheep, I don't know if he keeps the sheep in the house, whatever, but he steals the sheep, and then, on his way out, he tunnels out to exit the house. According to Rashi, in the din of the Torah, in makeret b'makeret ganav, the ganav is found in the tunnel, tunneling into the house, you can kill him on sight. This is v'habahar chashkin v'harako. So it's my cloak if you show him that if I find him tunneling out of the house, you know, I can kill him. Rashi apparently learned and said, yeah, I can kill him. The Rambam is not. But the easier shot is with Rashi, because just that, you know, the Timta. So he says, Now let's say he finds the Gdi, and then Hagdi Genuvlo, Utvachob Lachteret, and then in the tunnel on the way to the house, he slaughters the animal, he's Chayav, Shekvar Nachayv Gneiva Kodeshul Adei Yisra Lachteret. In other words, in the Lachteret, he could be killed on sight. So that's a fee of Mita. But there, so notwithstanding, in other words, it's the same thing of Kim Leib Rabin. It's like he's Chayav Mita if he's in the Machteret. But nevertheless, he will be Chayav 4 and 5 times. Ganav Tabach B'Machteret, but I don't know if like the Gdi was somehow in the tunnel or whatever, and then he steals the Gdi and he's leaving the place, then he's Patur. Shemin Geneva in Tmicha Be'im Mathira. Because if there's no Geneva, if I'm not Chayav on the Geneva, and here's the case, I wouldn't be Chayav on the Geneva, because the guy can take me and shoot me at any moment. That's like, you know, Kibbutz is Rabbi. It's like the equivalent of Chayav Mita, so then I'm Patur from everything. Okay? So the basic idea is we have two cases. One is where he steals a Gdi and he shechts it on Shabbos, or he steals and shechts it on Shabbos. So in the first case, he's not Chayav Arba B'Chamisha, because the thievery took place on Friday, and then he just shechts it on Shabbos. So that's just a Knas. So there's no Knas. So then in that case he is Chayav, right? That case he is Chayav. But if he does everything on Shabbos, then he's Patur. And the same thing with Machteret. If he steals the sheep and then he's in the Machteret, then he would be Chayav for it. But if everything is the Machteret, no. Now, Mora says, well, my 10 on one of the Dalaman days, both of them. Okay, says the Utsricha. So Rabbi had to teach me both cases, both with the regular garden variety thief and the Machteret thief. Yeshmin and Shabbat. If he only taught me the case of Shabbat, Yishim Yisura Yisur Olam, I would have said the reason that he, these are the reasons for his tour, right? The reasons for the tour, right? Kosher Yir Olam, Hilkach Chamira Mita, the Poshra Mimam, right? So the reason that he's Patur, he does everything on Shabbat, is because and the rest of his life, if he ate him, come and bring him to bed, then whatever, he could be executed. But the Chayvus of Machteret, I have to catch him in the Machteret in order to kill him. Once he leaves the Machteret, I can't kill him. Aim alone. I would say that there's no tour of Kimlei Drabaminei if he steals the sheep and he's in the Machteret, and he checks it in the Machteret. The Yeshmin of Machteret, and if he only taught me the case of Machteret, he shouldn't do Machterto, Zumi Hatrato. Machteret is a Chumrah because Machteret doesn't require Hatras. He has to do Hatra before. So it's in Machteret, like a person tumbling into my house, I don't need, you don't need, I can shoot him. I don't need, Hatra. Beware, I can kill you now unless you leave. It's bang, you're killing him. He says, if I'm Shabbat to buy Hatra, but if I'm Shabbat to buy Hatra, aim a low street. So I need both cases, okay? Let's just summarize again for Daniel and for everybody else. I'm on. What? Okay, so the basic idea we said, is that even though Rameir holds from Kim Lady to Robin Rameir, which means if there's a fee of Mika, I'm not high of money, but Rameir has an exception to the rule, and that is if there's a fee of Knas, so if there's a fee of Knas, and even though I'm to invoke the Knas of violating Shabbos, I still have the fee of Knas, because the Knas is a Kiddush by itself. The whole entity of Knas is a Kiddush, and the Kiddush has its own separate rules. And then Rabba, following that Dera, gave different examples. The question is he the god of liable for our Baba Hamisha that he's in the tunnel? For our again, if the sheep was in the tunnel and he goes in the tunnel, steals the sheep and slaughters it in the tunnel, so then. No, you can always kill the Ganav. You can always kill the Ganav. The question is the Ganav Chayav Arba B'Chamisha? So one case, that last case that I just mentioned, so the Ganav is not Chayav Arba B'Chamisha, because that would be accumulated robbery. But if he stole outside of the house and he's in the tunnel, then he would be chayav or bava panisha. Okay, let's keep moving into tomorrow, okay? Please, I'm so sorry. We only have 15 minutes. I don't have time. We're on the 20th line. I got to keep moving, okay? Lamadalam Rabbi. So, Amar of Papa. Okay, let's all focus. Amar of Papa. I top power took the new below. Let's say he had a stolen cow, which was Chab Shabbat, and then he slaughters it on Shabbat. Chayav. He's chayav. The Tashlumin, Shekifar Chayav Geneva, Tunashul Day, Easter Shabbat. In other words, he steals the animal on Friday, then he chefs it on Shabbos. So then, he's chayav with our Baba Chamisha, because he was chayav with the Geneva before, same as before, chayav with the Geneva before Shabbos, and the Knas is invoked on Shabbat, so Knas is an exception to the rule, so even though he's chayav and after for slaughtering the animal, he's still chayav our Baba Chamisha. I top harash ululo, if the cow was on loan to him, which is Bachab Shabbat, and he slaughters it on Shabbat, patur. Then he's patur, because at the moment that he slaughters it, that's when he's stealing it. So everything is taking place on Shabbat, so that's Kimlei B'Rabbanei. So Amalei Rabbacha B'Rei D'Rabba Rabashi. So Rabbacha says to Rabashi, Rabbapa Para Akash Minan, what is Rabbapa adding on more than we knew from Rabba? Rabba said that if it's Knas, so you're still chayav, even though the whole Kimlei B'Rabbanei. And then Rabbapa's first case is the Para, and we've played about Gidi before, it seems like the Zobazah. So Amalei Rabbapa, Rabbapa said to him, Sh'ula Akash Minan. The Kiddush of Rabbapa is the Sh'ula case, when he had borrowed the cow, and then on Shabbat he chefs the cow. He says, Sakadai Tavina, I would have thought to think, Hoilba Amara Papa, Shatashika, who did five ways in Zomate. Rabbapa has a din. Let's say I borrow an animal from my friend, or at least an animal from my friend, an ox. So I'm leasing him to thresh the grain, stop on the grain, and then I muzzle the animal. There's a lot of the Torah, though, not so short of the detail. So, one second.
Obligation began from during the week, in which case it wouldn't be
Shemayim, so Tama Shalom not this way. Tama Shalom, the Chayvus begins when I shech the animal. Okay, I have to move here, I'm sorry. So Haim Shalom Shira is Chayvus, I'll say Tama Shalom. So I'm a Rabba, now Rabba brings another thing, so full focus. He says, Yifan Avim Tara Shabula. Let's say a father left the father borrowed a cow, and then the father died. He says, Mishtam Shabbat, Kulim Eshayim Atah. So the father borrowed the cow for 6 months, the father died 3 months in the loan, so the children, Yorshim, can continue using the cow for maybe 3 months. Meta, if though the cow died, ain't chayvim the onsim. They're not chayvim for onsim. In other words, the shoel is chayvim for onsim. They never entered into any agreement with the lender. So they, the children, are not chayvim for onsim. If the owner made a stipulation with them after the death of the father, it's a different matter. But if it's a failure, that stipulation, they're not chayvim for onsim. Now, kisrum shel aviyem, let's say they, on misapprehension of fact, they thought it was their father's cow, mitzvahu abahu, and then believing it's the father's cow, they slaughtered it and ate it, mishamach beibasar b'zol. They do have to compensate the true owner, but they get like a cheap discount rate for the meat, like two-thirds the price of the meat. Because, in other words, they really, you know, acted of innocence, and they didn't know it was the person, the animal. If the father left real parka, it was not real parka, left parka, they have to pay money. Now, it means like this. If the father left parka, so the question is going to be, does the lender have like a shiva in that parka to get compensation for it? So we had two cases where that might refer to. We don't know which line it's referring to. One is the earlier case where the animal dies. We said the Yorshim are not chayiv. So it could be the Tan is saying that if the father left real property, they have to pay the value from the real property, even though they're otherwise not responsible. Or it could be talking about the second case where they slaughtered it under misapprehension of fact, but if the father left property, then there's full compensation from the property. So Ikidamani La Reisha, some say the last line goes on the Reisha case, which I just said, Ikidamani La Seifa. So Mandamani La Reisha, if I learn the Reisha case, so the Reisha case is where they really have like very little culpability, I would think. In other words, that they were left with the animal, and the animal died on them. It's like very little of those that owns the straight owners. So if I say that they're trying to make customers of the property in that case, Kulshkin is safe, certainly the safer case with a shekhi animal that was there. It says, complete the Rav Papa. So this would be the chulat of the Rav Papa. Remember, Rav Papa said that the key for Tashkumen to own sin is when you shech the animal. So at the moment of Shkita, so it doesn't begin beforehand. So that being the case, it would be the chulat of Rav Papa said, because this is assuming that there's a misfibus to pay back that began during the father's lifetime. In other words, so therefore the lender had a shiva in the parka. Because the father had karka, the lender gave him the animal, once it crossed into the borrower's premises, now it's like a debt that's owed back to me, so I have a shiva in the karka. So if I say, so the one who learns in the Reisha case, he says, certainly say to plead Rav Papa, this was called Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, the thief only begins when the onus happens, when I shech the animal, that's when the thief puts in. This is learning that the thief begins even earlier. But one learned that it was a safer case, that was where the father left the property, and then they shechted the animal, and they ate it. About a racial law, but the racial case doesn't apply, he says, the Heinu Rav Papa. That's like Rav Papa. In other words, the racial case, he leaves the property, and then the animal dies subsequently in their premises, so that's like Rav Papa. Rav Papa says it happened later on, you're not going to try it for that. Okay, now, let's go back. Explain Rav Yochanan and Mark Reish Lach. Now, again, we have three ways to explain the child. So Rav Yochanan, he's the one who says that one explains that whether it's Hasra or one no Hasra. So he doesn't hold Reish Lach. Reish Lach is the one who said that it's both your Loka and your Shalom. The Kamuki Lach Rabbanan. In other words, Rav Yochanan wants to be like a common hold, like that in Loka and Shalom. But that's the mainstream thinking. I can't get my vote in 3 months. So I understand why the Yochanan knows Reish Lach. He explains to you in the child says the Tana Mishnah holds that you see Moke, see Malko, and see Mani. So our Mishnah says you rape your sister and you take off the Tana. And the other Mishnah says you step around to see Malko, fine, that's fine. You look at the Shabbos, and it's great, great talking. So I understand that Bill doesn't want to learn like Rish Lakish. He wants to learn like a Tana. The Tana holds a Moke, the Shabbos, fine. El Rish Lakish, why is Rish Lakish? He's going on like a limb. Because he's taking a sheep that not everybody agrees with. My tunnel of Arthur Yoko, why does he say, this is what they told us that it's worth Yoko, not in both of the Shalim, but one is just like that where you had a star, one was a star like that. Amar Lach, Rishabas would say, in a view to activate Patur, that once you say that if I get a star, you're Patur, it will activate not in Patur. And even if you didn't get a star, you're Patur. In other words, Rishabas is saying, when we say in both of the Shalim, it doesn't have to be formally that I'm trying to offer. Theoretically, I think that Vebra, that theoretically I could be fired by a code, then I'm not going to be shalom. So there would be a difference whether I got the Hashra, I didn't get the Hashra. If I did that Vebra, then theoretically, if I'm out from that, I'm not going to be shalom. But as you were talking about, if you follow Roshi, the Yatra being Amar, Chayim Mishal Shogigin, the Chayim Mishal Shogigin, is of our affair. The Chayim Mishal Shogigin, if I did that Vebra, that would be a chayim of mitzvah, but I'm doing the show game, so there's no chayim of mitzvah. Or chayim malchil, which is theoretically a semi chayim malchil, but I do the show game, the davar acher, and there's a key of mamo. Rav Yochanan Amar, chayav. Rav Yochanan says, in all those cases, when he says chayav, he says, with tashlumin, right. He's chayim in tashlumin, because he's chayim in tashlumin. In local, because there's no Malko, because there's no Malko, right? Right, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, right. Rabbi Yochanan holds, if you don't get Hasra'a, then you pay the money. So here too, the Shogeg, there's no, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan looks at the practical way. Is it going to be Malko? No, in this case, it's not going to be Malko. So therefore, I pay the money. Rish Lakshmar Patur, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Chayav, Dalu Akrubeg. In other words, the only question we have to ask, was there Hasra'a? No Hasra, you're paying the money. So that's what Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan says. Rish Lakish Shamar Patur, this is your Patur, came into the Akhubi Patur, the Akhubi Nami Patur. So since theoretically there isn't a situation where theoretically pie in the sky, I could be high in mile code, so I'm Patur here as well. Okay, let me just do two more lines over here. Is this okay? Alright, as best I can. Okay, so again, just. We'll say again what?
Pie in the sky.
Pie in the sky? Means like. Theoretical model. Okay. So again. When we say in Moshe and Shalai, you can't get Malko and also be obligated for money. So does it mean if I actually buy a Malko, this is the way that Bill Clinton says, well, there's something that's different, but I get a shrug and then I will take money. Or is it like Rish Lakish? So now I'm not fired to make money. Okay, now, two other questions. Maybe Rish Lakish is a yoga. Rish Lakish is one of the sandal messiahs, even if I believe in that old formality. Look at someone on Oceania. But he's talking about a woman. The two men were fighting, and then they fight, and one of them strikes the woman, and there's no fatality, the woman doesn't die. On Oceania, so you have to pay mama. You have to pay mama. So my love, I'll sell them up. Is it not that saying that there's no fatality, but look around you, my love, I'll sell them up, you know, may somehow be sure, the initial OJs is a lot of. If the woman doesn't die, so the wrongdoer has to pay, like, the value of the miscarried, you know, child. And may to low damage. But if she dies, she doesn't pay money, but people hit you, though, because she's a real child. So the implication is, if there is a fatality, if there's from the victim's point of view, it means, is there a din of us all? In other words, if there is a rational din of us all, it means that the rock of the world, which will make the Yisra, or make the world into God. In other words, not that there's no fatality when it's in God. It means if there's no din that applies why is the death penalty in this case? I mean, if it wasn't Hasra'ah, were there